Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 17th day of March 2008. Beware the Ides of March, they say, a very unlucky month in history. It's when armies go on the march. It's the month of Mars, of war. We're going to be live here again for the next 3 hours. This is a massive, totally jam-packed broadcast lined up for you today. We have Urgent Tenzin joining us from India, where the Tibetan government is in exile. He is the director of the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy with the Dalai Lama. We're going to cover the mass murder and tyranny that's going on there as our government fully supports it criminally. Daniel Sanjata, of course, star of screen, stage, and film, television. Really upset and angry about Geraldo Rivera coming out and demonizing 9/11 truthers and saying that we're behind bombings, and now we have other evidence of attempted setups in New York. The star of Rescue Me will be joining us for 30 minutes in 1 hour. Barbara Penninger, whose parents have gone into hospice, and they're trying to basically euthanize them. And then Bob Chapman from International Forecaster will be with us in the third hour covering the financial news. We're going to get into financial news after the 15-20 minute coverage coming up of what's happening in Tibet. But people are losing their lives. They're under martial law. The communist Chinese are just absolutely corrupt aggressors in all of this. And we're going to be breaking down the inside scoop on what's going on there. And the 80-plus dead as of last night, the numbers are only growing. So that's coming up from the Dalai Lama's government in exile in India, right next door to Tibet there, just east of them. It's there on the western side. You always think of Tibet above China because it's the roof of the world, but it's really to the western side of China. They're bordering with India. Obviously, the economic news, I'm going to attempt to be as calm as possible at the bottom of the hour. After we cover Tibet, I'm just going to walk through what's happening. Our worst fears are being realized. I could barely sleep last night, even though I've been up since 6:30 a.m. the previous morning. I tossed and turned all last night, and you're not going to see fireworks today or tomorrow or next week or next month. But what has now happened are grievous, irreversible wounds in the financial structure, and it is going to mean that we are going to have a depression. We are going to have a depression now, and we had tried to reverse it. We tried to politically get people motivated to blame the New World Order. They would, then would have backed off and not done this. But 99% chance we're going to have a full-born, full-blown depression. I mean, grapes of wrath, the whole nine yards. But back then, the grapes of wrath, you didn't have the government swooping in and grabbing your children. This is all designed, and it is going to be really sick. And I've been saying it, hell is being released. Well, hell has been released. I watched them opening the black gates and releasing the Titan out of its pit, the financial titan of financial ruin. And he's now left the pit, and he is now engaging the people. Meanwhile, Bush is doing his job, telling everybody, lay down, everything's fine, everything's wonderful. The government loves you, as they engage in the purposeful implosion. Coming up, dollar nosedive stirs joint intervention jitters. Dollar tumbles after Fed's weekend action. Gold hits $1,030 an ounce. Huge brokerage firms go bankrupt one after another. Domino effect now in train. It's all coming up after we go to Tibet.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nuclear Medical Report here on Genesis. Allison's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allison molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Oregon Products. Oregon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Oregon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Oregon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OregonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E-Products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OregonProducts.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
As we speak, the Supreme Court is moving to declare the Second Amendment dead. Chris Matthews is calling for basic gun bans and checkpoints like in the airports to disarm American citizens. The San Francisco Chronicle and Houston Chronicle reported FEMA camps have been built for the American people. Bear Stearns has basically gone bankrupt. The Carlyle Group has gone bankrupt. A domino effect has now been triggered, just as we predicted it would. Fiscal Armageddon, financial Armageddon, we'll be documenting all that coming up in about 22 minutes at the bottom of the hour. This is one of the most important broadcasts we've ever done. Now, we're about to be joined by the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy director. And that is the main group fighting for Tibetan liberation. And he is the director, Urgent Tenzin. There are few cases where brazen, unadulterated wars of aggression are more obvious than in the case of the peaceful Tibetans. Mao, of course, killed 60 million of his own people. In 1950, Chinese troops, the People's Liberation Army under Mao Zedong, marched into Tibet. And basically set up a dictatorship. Then in 59, they just howitzer all of the main temples into dust. They rolled cannons up to defenseless people and just slaughtered hundreds of thousands. They forced Tibetan women to marry Chinese men to eradicate them. They also fully enforce one child, sterilizing women after one baby. They kind of wink-wink in China proper. They don't give preferential loans to the Tibetans. or they give them to them in very high interest rates. It's the Tibetans are basically being exterminated. There's very small amounts of them left, what there was, barely hanging on. You don't hear in the news why all this started. Well, the big anniversary of their invasion, the communist Chinese murderous invasion, just coming into a totally sovereign nation, one of the oldest countries in the world, Tibet, and they came in. I'm just giving you some background before we go to our guest. And it's just been a reign of genocide and terror, kind of accelerated what the U.S. did to the Native Americans. But it's been accelerated and much more successful in a quicker time frame. And the big news here is, in the past, our government would decry this and say China was bad. They don't now. And our media is not telling you, it's in the foreign press, and it's confirmed, that on the anniversary of the communist Chinese takeover, they like to go around and randomly arrest hundreds of people, and the Tibetans finally got tired of having their doors knocked down at night and drug off to be killed or tortured or have their organs taken. And so the Tibetans finally went out in the streets and started burning down some of the government buildings and things. Okay, joining us is the director from India, where they're in exile, of the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy, Urgyen Tenzin. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Hello.
Again, thank you for joining us. Tell us about the center, what you do, and in a nutshell, what's happening in Tibet. We're now told the death toll is way above 80.
Well, actually, the Tibet Center for Human Rights and Democracy is the primary Tibetan NGO documenting the human rights abuses taking place in Tibet. And for the last more than a decade, then we have been documenting various forms of human rights violations taking place in Tibet. And we have been issuing various updates from time to time to the international community about all the human rights violations that have been taking place over decades of Chinese rule in Tibet. And from the, as the world now knows, like so far, Tibet has always been very silent. And the last protests that took place on a mass scale were in late 1980s, to be precise, 87, 88, 89, and early 1991 and 2. After that, the Chinese have been clamping down upon the Tibetans, and there was no protest to take place at all, because the tyranny was so bad that nobody dared to speak out. Anyone who was speaking out would be thrown into jail for about 10 to 12 to 15 to life imprisonment, so nobody dared to speak out. But because of this deep, deep resentment over which has been created by the Chinese authorities in Tibet over decades now, now the Tibetan people are again coming onto the street and showing their protest. As you know now, since the 10th March, which is the Tibetan Uprising Day, monks in hundreds, in thousands have come onto the street, beginning from Lhasa, where the monks of the three great monasteries have come to the streets and protested against the Chinese authorities in Tibet. And the monks were thrown back into their monasteries and the monasteries sealed. Thereafter, ordinary people, joined by the smaller monasteries and monasteries, they also came into the streets. And when the protests in Lhasa, they were being brutally crushed, and the security forces, they were going like house to house, raids to pick up all the suspected protesters. Basically, they were picking up all the young men in the families. We have been receiving testimonies of crying mothers and elderly in the families saying that their young sons are being dragged away, beaten by the security forces. We don't know how many have been carried away right now, but we are estimating anywhere around 600 plus. And according to information that we have been receiving so far, the protests have spread like a wildfire in the whole of Tibet now. Say, for in northeastern Tibet, in various parts in northeastern Tibet, what the Tibetans traditionally know as Amdo region, there are protests, mass-scale protests taking place everywhere. When I say mass-scale, it's about 5,000-plus Tibetans coming onto the streets and protesting against the Chinese rule in Tibet. As of yesterday, we have been receiving pictures of the Chinese police shooting indiscriminately into the protesters, and as a result, at least 15 dead bodies have been brought into a local monastery, and people fear that about 30-plus have already been killed. And this
well,
morning
sir,
also...
Go ahead.
Hello, this morning also, we have been receiving information that there are protests still going on in various parts of Tibet, especially in the northeastern Tibet region. There are now the students protesting coming out. The students have been peaceful protesting, and even for them, like middle school students, they have about 40 have been rounded off and taken to police station. You have university students also protesting. And right now, about 2 hours ago, Tibetan students in the Chinese capital, Beijing, they are also staging a solidarity protest there.
That incredible peril. We know what happened in Tiananmen Square. Again, we're talking to the director of the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy, the main organization politically fighting for the Tibetan people. The genocide is ongoing against your fine people, and it's so sad to see this. Even most Chinese don't like what their government has been doing to you, but they've been bringing in historical subgroups and rivals that have lived near you to usurp and take you over. I want to be clear here. AP, Reuters, and others are reporting 80-plus dead, but you sounded like you're saying it's around 50 or so?
Yes. From whatever we could confirm at the moment, according to our confirmed information that we have been able to document at the moment, we are counting the death toll as 55 absolutely confirmed.
Okay, but I would imagine the international press is probably maybe one step ahead of you, though you have a lot of sources inside Tibet. How are you, you know, we've seen the cell phone camera videos, we've seen a few of those getting out, we're seeing less and less of those. How are you still able to get information out of Tibet?
Well, actually, it's through the marvels of technology nowadays that we have been able to receive information. No matter how strict the authorities tend to be, there is always a bravery element and some brave brain element. And it is a combination of these. Like the people inside Tibet, they also know that the risk that they are taking, and we also know that what sort of risk that they are taking. But despite the risk, as we already know, like China does not tolerate any kind of reporting to the outside world. But these are like now like the last resort shout to the outside world, like putting themselves on risk.
Absolutely. So you're saying it's part courage, part brain power, part ingenuity, part brain power, part muscle power. Now, what do you expect the communist Chinese oppressors to do now? Do you believe that there were these spontaneous demonstrations because the people knew in Tibet that the Olympics were coming and that this was your chance to bring attention to the genocide that's going on? Or why did all of this start?
Well, exactly. As I said before, there's a deep-seated resentment by the Tibetan people against the authorities. And nobody has been able to speak up in the last at least 2 decades when the last big protest happened. So for 2 decades, the Tibetans have been suppressing their sentiments despite the tight clampdown by the authorities. And with now the Olympics coming on, the spotlight being on Beijing, and of course Tibetans in exile also marching back into Tibet, it's an inspiration and it's an opportunity to perfectly highlight the Tibetan cause to the outside world.
Well, how cowardly is it for the Chinese military to shoot shoot people in the streets who are there, in many cases peacefully demonstrating, and then after they start shooting them, is what we've seen, then they start burning things. I mean, how cowardly is it for the Chinese military to shoot unarmed civilians? They're also doing it all over China. China itself is having more and more resistance. So can you speak to the cowardliness of shooting at unarmed people? But also, it's not just a rebellion against tyranny in Tibet. The rebellion is intensifying in Chinese-held areas across the Chinese mainland.
Exactly. The use of arms and ammunition by the paramilitary troops by the various Chinese security forces, it does not show their might, it does not show their guns, it does not show their latest guns. It just shows how weak that they are deep within in order to use that brand new gun on an innocent Tibetan, peacefully shouting for his rights, peacefully participating in a demonstration, peacefully holding a channel live and asking...
Stay there, sir, stay there. The Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy Director, final segment, straight ahead with you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Tibet is their country. The communist Chinese are evil in every book. They killed 60 million conservatively their own people. They killed masses of Tibetans. Their government, their military are a bunch of criminal dirtbags. And what's really bad is that our government is now neutral on this and going, look at the police dealing with those troublemakers. I bet most American cops think it's bad. They think the Tibetans are bad now. It's, again, evil is good today. No, it's not good. And the good news is the people are standing up, and we're talking to the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy director, urgent Tenzin. Sir, in closing, people are also starting to revolt in China proper, too, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. there are lots of issues that have been unaddressed by the government of China. So it's not only in Tibet. It's also in Xinjiang. It's also in Inner Mongolia. It's also in mainland China itself. It's also in Beijing that the people are now standing up against the government. There are issues of religious freedom. There are issues of housing rights. There are issues of health. And there are issues of migrant workers. And there's a whole plethora of issues.
Absolutely, and tyranny is on the run globally. That's why it's trying to move against free humanity. And I want you to know we stand with the Tibetan people, and we pray for your liberty and your future liberation against the New World Order. How do you see this playing out in the days and weeks? What do you see unfolding in Tibet right now? They've expelled all the foreigners. They're clamping down. What do you see happening?
Well, according to the local time, midnight, which is in about now, in about 5 or 10 minutes, now the authorities' initial order for the protesters to voluntarily surrender to the authorities is now meeting its deadline. So in about 5 or 10 minutes, the order will close its deadline, and then they will again go into the streets, house to house, and arrest the Tibetans, protesting Tibetans.
That's right.
And
they're saying if they turn themselves in, they'll be lenient, meaning they'll only put them in a slave camp for 10 years instead of injecting them with poison, right?
Exactly. So it's just a tactic to fool the protesters. You know, you come in and then, you know, we are going to give you leniency. That's what they are saying. But it's not going to be like that. We have seen it in the past also, during those big demonstrations in the late 80s also, that, you know, like they have been coming after each and every individual, and they've thrown thousands during that time into the jail, and people have been suffering. And, you know, since that last demonstration in the late 80s, there are still some individuals who are still serving their term.
Well, you know, they also execute a lot of people.
Exactly.
What about a website, your organization, for people that want to donate or support or spread the word as you fight against the vicious beast of the communist Chinese? How do we support a free Tibet?
Well, you can always follow the happenings inside Tibet through our website, which is www.tchrd.org. Let me repeat, www.tchrd.org. So we have been getting news updates and pictures and mobile phone clips and everything, and we have been following the situation inside Tibet intensely, and whatever the information that we could double-check and verify and confirm, we upload onto our website. And at the moment, as we noticed from the web sheets also, like in the last 4 or 5 days, it's jumped a lot, and we request the people to follow the news with us also on our organization's website.
Absolutely. Executive Director, Mr. Urgent Tenzin. You can see his picture up on their site. A lot of photos, documents, articles about what's really happening. It's a hardcore source for real news. TCHRD.org. TCHRD.org. That, of course, is the Tibetan Center for Human Rights and Democracy. Wherever the iron fist of tyranny is smashing into free humanity, this broadcast will be there facing that tyranny down in whatever way we can. We ask you, the listeners, to be, you know, in heart, mind, and spirit with the Tibetan people who are just being exterminated for the last 50-plus years by the beast of the red communist Chinese that our government has now sickeningly embraced as they bring us into the New World Order. We face what the Tibetans face very soon here as the tyranny envelops the United States. As things develop during the week, sir, I'd like to have you pop back in. Thank you for spending time with us, and go with God.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that website, tchrd.org. tchrd.org. They are under total tyranny right now. They are fighting back with sticks and stones against tanks, armored vehicles, and scum with machine guns. And you look at those Chinese soldiers, they just look completely demonic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
Welcome back.
You lie in D.C.
Yeah, when you look at the communist Chinese soldiers dragging men, women, children away, they have looks of demonic pleasure. They enjoy just the raw exercise of power. Dragging people off to have their organs harvested. Dragging the women off to rape them. They're the winners. They're the good guys. They always win. They've got the big evil behind them. No, evil doesn't always win. And just like Hitler and all the rest of it, you're going to fall. It's like Mao, he fell. Ceausescu. Mussolini. You all fail. You all fall. Okay, here's the deal. This is the type of news I have. This is from Reuters. Okay, this is Reuters. New World Order buyers seen for banks. And it just says this means the beginning of the new world order. See, they have to openly brag what they're doing to you. Before I get into the financial news, I want to just make it very clear. What's happening today is a political question. The central banks have designed this whole Ponzi scheme. They issued mountains of currency, credit, liquidity. They bought up all the real assets, the infrastructure, the commodities, the vast majority of it. They bought off your politicians. They had endless money to do it. They militarized your police with grants. They did it all. It's real simple. They brainwashed the public to go along with it, and now they're going to implode the entire economy while telling you it's good while they implode it. And the mind control is so great, many will say the economy is wonderful. People will say the dollar is strong even when it's toilet paper. Yeah, they're still doing it. But that's only meant so you get left holding all the bag and the establishment gets to extricate themselves out of the implosion they designed as a consolidation that will make the Great Depression, if it continues, look like a walk in the park. I wish this wasn't happening. I wish I wasn't right about gold. I wish I wasn't right about commodities. I wish I wasn't right about the New World Order, because this means they're going to follow everything else they said they're going to do. This is just the beginning. This is the honeymoon, folks. This is the edge of the storm. This isn't even the foothills of the mountains we're going into. It's unbelievable. It is unspeakable. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times raw debt created out of nothing than there is actual assets in the entire planet. It's not even real. They created a black hole. Why do I say a black hole? It sucks all life, all energy, all light into it. And that's what they've created. And now they're going to wreck their own companies. They're going to consolidate. There are 100-year-old, there are 50-year-old, there are 85-year-old companies. Companies that were worth tens of trillions of dollars leveraged, who are being sold for $250, $260 million right now. And then when J.P. Morgan buys Bear Stearns, that's a favor, because it's really just trillions of dollars of debt they've just bought. Absolute crap, worthless, it's going nowhere. And it's the domino effect. Now, we've been telling you for 3 years, and we've been hot and heavy telling you since 2006 when we had moles inside Bilderberg. And we can't, I mean, by the way, the moles are so good that we tell you Bush will next week announce that he's supporting global warming, global tax. People laughed at us, then it was announced. That was last year's Bilderberg. Hard to believe a new one's coming up. Man, time flies. And then a week later, he announced it. Jim Tucker was able to say they were going to stage the fall of the Berlin Wall a year before it happened, when no one had ever heard of such a thing. He found out it was going to be a staged event and wrote about it in the front page of a newspaper with hundreds of thousands in circulation, because they were going to stage that event. Hundreds of such predictions. Oh, no, Tucker said we're not going to invade in March of 02. It'll be March of 03. Now we're having the fifth-year anniversary come up here in just a few days. And what did they say then? Estelin and Tucker, who respectively have been calling, covering Bilderberg for 45 years, longer than that, 33 for Tucker, was it 17 now for Estelin? They said they're going to implode the housing market first to destroy the entire global derivatives market, and that there's going to be a world financial meltdown, and they're going to consolidate. But we don't need to believe Daniel Estelin or Jim Tucker, even though they're right, even though they had sources inside. All we have to do is go to the IMF documents released in 2002 by Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, who left, where the IMF and World Bank have this 100-point plan they make you sign, it's a 112-point plan, and it even talks about how they orchestrate the final implosion, the rioting in the streets, then they get to bring in the troops, then they get to totally implode, all stocks down to zero, they get everything. And since 2002, I've been saying, I mean, back then we were sitting on enough derivatives hundreds of times what we could ever pay back. The banks just created it out of nothing, but they get the world. So they're going to blow out hundreds of banks. You know, when the FDIC doubled its employees in the last year, and they just hired more again, more than doubling. FDIC, Federal Deposits Insurance Corporation, said they're getting ready for hundreds and hundreds of banks to go under, and that's what's in the Wall Street Journal. That means thousands of banks. This is not for theatrical fun that we get up here and talk about this. We tell you straight. We give you the straight scoop here. We interview all the experts. We bring you the people on the inside, the people who've made predictions that have borne out time and time again. We bring you the head of the governmental system for the Tibetans in absentia. We bring you the top economist. We bring you whoever the top people in their field, genetic engineering, we don't just make the claims, we bring it here to you. And folks, we have done the total analysis, and it is all by design. That is the only issue. It's too late now to turn this around. It's too late now to fix this. All we can do is try to protect ourselves individually, and then politically, it's too late to stop it now, to stop it unraveling. But it is not too late to politically expose who's behind it. Because if we don't do that, and if we don't demonize the New World Order, and we don't show how they engineered this, they're going to pose as our saviors. And their problem, reaction, solution, they create the crisis and offer the next solution that brings you even deeper under their thrall, under their control. So, if we don't fully discredit them and expose how they engineered this on purpose, they're going to get away with literally taking over all the wealth in the world that they didn't control, which is only about 20% of institutional invested wealth. Does that mean some farmer in Brazil still won't have his farm? No. Does that mean you still won't have some assets? But I mean the big institutional assets, the raw infrastructure, the main commodity engines that actually bring you the commodities to market, they've snatched it all up. I mean, right now they're merging, they're slashing, they're buying thousands of major companies, airline manufacturers, defense contractors, major banks, hundreds of them a day are being consolidated. This is a consolidation of the big boys. And their implosions, thousands of companies going under. Real estate, condos, Las Vegas hotels going under, just everything going under. GM, Ford teetering on the edge of the precipice. As they fall, as they crush, as they implode, they crush whoever works for them, whoever gets pensions from them. The inflation will destroy people on fixed income, Social Security. It already hurt you badly. It hasn't even begun. And I talk to people, and they have a pre-programmed response. They say, well, I don't own any stocks. Why do I care if the market goes down? And I go, it's not about the market. It's all those companies that you work for that do trade on the market. Or even if you don't work for any of those Fortune 500 companies, they do business with your company or where you work. This will affect you. But Americans are pre-programmed to always claim it doesn't affect me, I don't care, it's hurting somebody else. Listen, you dumbasses, excuse me for using that, I apologize. I'm just really freaked out here. Don't you understand, you fool, that something that happens in communist China affects you, and something that happens here in the U.S. or to your neighbor really affects you? The New World Order sold you on only caring about yourselves. And automatically, it's like a mental illness. Whenever you're faced with some crisis, you just rationalize it away. That doesn't get the problem fixed. Do you know what a depression will look like in this country? Do you know people starved to death in the 1930s when 80% of us could grow food and lived on farms? It's the opposite of that now. 95% aren't self-sustaining. 10% live in the country, but only 5% are self-sustaining. Do you understand? Do you read me? They're going to come and take your farms and ranches. They're going to repossess everything. Even if you've got money to pay your taxes, they're going to send goons out to steal your property. Because you know what? They know by imploding the economy, they're going to be able to hire a bunch of goons that'll do anything for money. This is all being precipitated by design. This is a black cauldron of hell. This is judgment on this country being released. I guess there's some micron chance that we might just have a deep recession, but I'm hoping for that, okay? But it's almost bad of me to come on air and even try to make you hope, because then you might sit around. I sit around. I'm so busy doing radio shows and doing research and setting up guests and working, making films that I can't even get my own finances in order. Let me read you the financial news here. New World Order, buyers seen for banks. Financial firms face a new world order after a weekend fire sale of Bear Stearns and the Federal Reserve's first emergency weekend meeting since 1979, research firm Credit Site said in a report. And it goes on to talk about new world order and how it's taking over. But it doesn't exist. You know, this delusional bull has to stop. Dollar's nosedive stirs joint intervention jitters. The dollar's sharp slide to 13-year lows against the yen and fresh all-time lows versus the euro on Monday is stoking jitters about the possibility of a joint central bank intervention to prop up the dollar, which means more inflation, which will drive down the dollar even more. And they cut interest rates again. That drives it down again. They're doing all this on purpose, knowing the public's too dumb to know that their, quote, interventions are the opposite of that. Well, Bush says he's trying to help. He's doing the opposite. He doesn't run anything. Greenspan's running around and bad-mouthing. Here he is again today. Greenspan, economy worse since World War II. And he goes on to say, since the end of the Great Depression. Again, trying to make things as bad as he can. See, I'm here saying it's bad because they're doing it. But they're the ones that get listened to. They're doing it to artificially drive it down so they get it all. Dollar tumbles after Fed's weekend action. The dollar tumbled, and it just goes into what's happening there. Here's another one. Carlyle Capital bankrupt to wind up fund, and they're just shutting down, and their investors and people that held stock in it are now going to be given, their stock was $20 a share, now it's $2, and they're saying that may not even be able to be sustained, so they're just shutting it down. Buy. Boom. Trillions of dollars leveraged, already put into real assets, see? And then now they just close it down and burn the people that gave them the seed money to go leverage. I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick, man. It's so sick. Lehman shares hit as domino speculation grows. Lehman Brothers share dropped more than 25% in pre-market trading as Wall Street wondered whether the firm might be the next domino to fall in the banking meltdown. They've lost their A1 rating. J.P. Morgan agrees to buy Bear Stearns for $2 a share and agreed to finance $30 billion in assets that aren't assets. It's a Ponzi scheme coming unraveled. J.P. Morgan Chase set a deal to buy stricken rival Bear Stearns for a rock-bottom price, while the U.S. Federal Reserve expanded lending to securities firms for the first time since the Great Depression to prop up the financial system. The shock news, the biggest sign yet of how devastating the credit crisis is for Wall Street, slammed the U.S. dollar to a record low. Gold hits $130 an ounce. The gold price surged well past the landmark it reached last week to $1,030.80 an ounce because of fears around the stability of the global financial sector after J.P. Morgan bought Bear Stearns at a fire sale price for the Federal Reserve expanded lending to the financial services. The news driving investors into bullion shows no sign of letting up, as many in the market are calling gold higher at 1,250 or 1,500 not long from now. Let's bring up Ted Anderson. We only have about 4 minutes on the other side. Ted's been in this business 28 years. Ted, what's the market news you've got? The markets globally are down right now.
Well, I'm picking through the same news that you are, but you take a look at that buyout by Bear Stearns. I mean, that's the Federal Reserve System stepping in and going, okay, we do have a depression coming on here. It's very similar to 1929. Not only are we going to make credit easier, now we're just going to step in and start investing in these companies. I mean, my God, Alex, this means that the United States dollar is just going to be falling like a stone because...
But maybe people don't understand that. Okay, we know we have a smart audience, but some people who are new literally don't understand anything. So then when we come back, we'll explain that, Ted.
Yeah, I'll be happy to go into it because this is very serious information. You got to hear it, man.
Yeah, I mean, let me just add a little caveat now. Folks, you have to pay this back in tax money, but also it devalues your currency. You understand that? We'll be right back. I'm gonna leave you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Look, the simplest way to describe this is this. Mexico, in the 80s, devalued their currency down to basically nothing and robbed the general public. But the people running the country, while they were jacking up the currency, bought real assets with it globally. And that's why Mexico, per capita, has the most billionaires of any nation in the world. In fact, the richest guy in the U.S. is no longer Bill Gates, because the guy's also a U.S. citizen. It's a Mexican. So that's how that works. And so they have destroyed your entire future. They have totally raped and robbed you. The question is, will we let the mainstream media now get away with this and cover this up? And will you protect yourselves? Ted, go ahead.
I was just about to say, with the Federal Reserve System stepping in and helping buy out this Bear Stearns deal, it's the first time that's happened since the Great Depression. That particular stock was trading, went from 160 down to 60, and now they're buying at $2 per share. I should reprint that Oh Yeah book. I know I sent you one a while ago, Alex. It talks about what the stock market was like in 1929 going into the Depression of the 1930s, and all the predominant individuals at that time were trying to convince people that this is all going to come back, it's all going to recover, everything's going to be great, don't worry about this. And you hear the same rhetoric going on in the papers today. Right now, the Federal Reserve System is printing money like drunken sailors, and they're injecting it into the system, and now they're trying to prop up the stock market to avoid a complete free fall on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, just to make it look like we're not sitting in the middle of the same thing we had in the Depression of the 1930s. They're doing the same things to prop things up, and that means that the value of your money is going to be dropping into the toilet. And like I said before, there very well could be a time very soon in the future where your cash, your U.S. dollar, will no longer buy you the food you need to eat.
And Ted, let me be clear on this. Both the bad things are happening. You know, they tell the public, oh, we're hoping to inject hundreds of billions of dollars a month into these companies, into these big brokerage houses, to keep the market going. But those are dominoing and going down, even though they're injecting the hundreds of billions a month, and it's devaluing the dollar while they do it. And then people would think, oh, they're just stupid. No, they're not stupid. We have their own documents. This is by design. Now, they'll show you rich guys jumping out a window soon, and they'll show you some guys worth $1 billion going to jail. They're nothing. The real power is worth hundreds and hundreds of trillions apiece. They are controlling all this, and they are doing this by design. Ted?
Well, this is where you're hitting the nail right on the head, Alex. The people that are printing the money are able to buy real property by just printing something for nothing. They're ending up with all the value of this country, and we, the citizens, the people of the United States of America, who are forced by our legal tender laws to accept their money, are the ones that are losing. It's crazy. We should be up in arms. We should start a revolution because of the fact that we can't have constitutional money here. It's crazy that we accept what we're accepting, but then nonetheless,
this is multi-pronged, though. And I want to hold you over one more segment. Then Daniel Shunjata is coming on, the big star of Rescue Me. He's really upset about the demonization, 9/11 truth. We'll be breaking that down for you. He called into the Sunday show, and I wanted to have him back on. Then we've got a lady who's basically having her parents euthanized. Then we've got, we'll do financial news in the third hour. We've got Bob Chapman joining us as well. And more attacks on 9/11 truth. We're going to have for about 10 minutes right at the end of the show, Luke Radowski on. They've had somebody show up with a sign saying 9/11 truth carried out the Times Square bombing, and it's a known disinfo operative, one of the no-planers. And so clearly the enemy's coming out of the closet, openly declaring themselves agents. Then this guy assaulted somebody. So it is really heating up out there, ladies and gentlemen. Ted, stay there. I want to talk about, A, how do we expose who's behind this? Because that's the only thing that will stop their next phase. This is only part of it. And then, B, how do we protect ourselves individually? Final segment with Ted Anderson. I got a bunch of other financial news coming up as well. 2 hours left straight ahead, completely jam-packed. Call everybody you know and tell them tune in. This is where you hear the truth. We know what's going on. We understand the New World Order program, and we're fighting it with every ounce of our energy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.